We are joined here in the media center with funny car number one qualifier Courtney Force. Her pass of 3.907 seconds at 323.27 stood strong from Friday. This is her 11th number one qualifier of the season. Courtney, this is your first number one qualifier of the countdown. You're leading the points. Talk about your mentality heading into Sunday.
Well, I mean, it's exactly how we wanted to start things off. Coming into race one of the countdown to the championship, our goal is to try and get those bonus points and stay ahead. We were able to do that last night when we went to the top spot with that 390. And, you know, coming out here today, running a 397 in that last session, you know, it was pretty good. I had my hands full down track, but we were able to get it down there. And I don't know if we got any bonus points on that run, but to be able to finish off qualifying and go into the first race of the countdown, number one, feels pretty great for my Advanced Auto Parts team. You know, Karate and Hood have really got this car dialed in. And, you know, I would have obviously loved to have four runs consistent down the track. But, I mean, I feel like we've really got a great handle on the car. So that gives our entire team a lot of confidence going into race day tomorrow and race one of the countdown.
What do you do with all those green hats?
Well, actually, there's a... We give them out, obviously, to all of our guys. I usually, when I get one on the stage tomorrow, I usually sign it and throw it out into the crowd so a fan can have one. And if we have any extras, I know I have a fan out here from, she comes out to multiple races.
She, girl from
Cassidy, yep, yeah, she's out here this weekend. She's got my yellow winter circle hat. She's got my green hat, and she's sporting it all weekend, so it's pretty cool.
Tomorrow, the track conditions are supposed to be extremely high and everything like that. The rest of the countdown is supposed to be cooler. How is your team prepping for tomorrow, and then how do you change for the rest of those races?
Well, I think today with the sun coming out, you know, we had to kind of learn a little bit, I guess, adjust a little bit more today compared to yesterday. Obviously, yesterday was cooler conditions, and I had the cloud cover, and coming out today with the sun, I mean, it changes the game up a little bit. So happy that we were able to get the car down there, running a pretty decent run. With the sun on the track. So, you know, I think that's probably the run that we're going to be tweaking off of for race day, and then we'll go from there when we go through the rest of the races and the countdown.
There just wasn't room out there today with the conditions to improve, but just, I don't think anybody did except for the pro stock drivers. Everybody else stayed, you know, the other three classes stayed the same.
Well, I think we were definitely trying to. You know, there's no harm in trying to tried out run it, but I think at the same time we were focusing on getting the bonus points and just trying to be the quickest of the session. Obviously, being the last pair, you can see what everyone else ran ahead of you, so I'm sure that's what my crew chiefs were thinking, you know, when they were putting the last setup in and dialing the car in. So I think running that 397, I'm sure they'll tell you that they were looking for something quicker. Our speed was down again at 323, so you know, like I said, I had my hands full down there, so I'll have to go back and check the run out and see, you know, what went wrong and how we can improve tomorrow for race day.
Wonderful. Thank you. Best of luck tomorrow.